the publisher of SunDevilSource.com. Chris Cartman joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Better than ASU.
Yeah. Yes. How about it, Chris?
Look, Kenny Dillingham is saying all the right things that you can't. Yeah, nobody feels sorry for you. You can't dwell on the injuries. You just got to go with you know who's healthy. But I've been watching ASU football for a really, really long time. I've never seen anything quite like this. The only thing I could compare this to is the first game of the Bruce Snyder era in 1992. They had a rash of suspensions at the quarterback position and had to start a wide receiver named Troy Rauer at quarterback. But that was temporary. I've never seen a rash of injuries like this. Have you?
No. We went back and looked, and there's only one other season in the Pack era that ASU played four quarterbacks in a season, and that was 2000. And that was more due to there were some injuries, but also inefficiency with backup. So this happened in the third game of the season. I mean, they had a walk-on who wasn't even dressed have to go get padded up in the middle of a game from the stands or wherever they, and then he comes out there and he's throwing the ball on the sidelines. The offensive line injuries just alone, when you have probably four of your top eight or nine guys not playing, and then another one's playing with a club on his hand. Then during the game, the right tackle, who's like your ninth or tenth offensive lineman, is knocked out, doesn't play the fourth quarter. You got a true freshman in there. It's perplexing. There's no like seam to it. I don't really think it's a strength and conditioning issue because of the nature of a lot of these being joint injuries or you know, weird sort of freaky type things. And you kind of have to just feel bad for a coaching staff that's trying to set a culture and a foundation, and they're doing so with just 15 players who are solidly on the two deep, at least nine starters who aren't even out there, and it's almost all in the offense.
And as Kenny Dillingham also says, nobody wants to hear about that. So I want to ask you in a big picture thing, because I know you hear a lot of things far more than I do, but I'm hearing once again that the end may be near for the athletic director. But I heard that about 8 months ago, maybe even a year ago, and that never happened. I'm curious, would it provide any benefit to the program and the boosters for Ray Anderson to resign and walk away from this now? Or would it be better for Kenny for him to be around to absorb some of the proverbial bullets that are surely still ahead of this football team this year?
The absolute best thing that could happen for ASU football right now, and maybe even ASU athletics in general, would be for Ray Anderson to no longer be in charge of the department. There's a lot of boosters out there who are hesitant to put money to support ASU athletics right now. I've talked to several of them who have been prominent donors over the years. And with Anderson having another 2+ years, almost 2.5 years on his contract, if he remains through that duration, it makes it hard for, in the NIL era, for the enough money to be piped in to really overcome a lot of the challenges that you have at ASU, especially when you're going to be going to the Big 12. I'm going to be doing some reporting on this, but I'll give you guys a little teaser. I looked at Open Doors is a clearinghouse basically for NIL deals, and they put out a lot of information on it. And essentially, there's a lot more money in the Big 12 in NIL than there is in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. And so with ASU being in the bottom third or quarter of the conference in that realm, recruits aren't going to ask Kenny Dillingham directly for money, but they probably will ask how much money that Jalen Conyers or Elijah Badger or the starting quarterback makes in NIL. And when they compare notes against other schools, and that is a much lower number, that has the ability to hamper what you're trying to do. And so if Anderson leaves, there will be for sure a new influx of money from people who either just are fed up and they don't want to deal with it, they don't trust the leadership, or they just are now ready to say, okay, if he's showing a good sign of faith, let me also do so by kicking in somebody either directly to the program or indirectly or via NIL.
Chris Cartman from Sun Devil Source, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. On that same subject, and you mentioned the length of time that Ray Anderson has remaining on his contract. We all know about his exorbitant salary in terms of where he's ranked among athletic directors in the nation. But considering his experience as a ultimate decision maker at the university with the sport of football, does Michael Crow strike you, Chris, as somebody who would say, I'm not going to kowtow to boosters from the outside to tell me how to do my job? Or do you think the writing is on the wall and this is something that he realizes needs to be done for the future and betterment of the program?
Well, Michael Crow strikes me as somebody who thinks that he's smarter than most everybody else in the room. And I think that the really smart people understand the things that they're not that smart at and make sure that they surround themselves with people who are able to help them be better in those areas. He's a very good university president by all accounts, but that's a $3 billion entity, and we're talking about a $150 million piece of that, which is very small. There's no reason that Michael Crow should lose his job because ASU Athletics struggles right now, or the football program struggling right now. And I think people that call for that, it's not really logical. But you need to have an athletic director that you're going to listen to and that you can empower. And I think a lot of the things that have happened are over the years are more because it's Michael Crow's vision and what he wants for athletics than even Ray Anderson. But it's still the athletic director's job to say, okay, if we're not doing it this way, it's not going to work. We're going to fail. We're going to have a lot of problems. And to even step down if your president will continue to listen to you. So I don't know. I've heard these things over the years that, you know, Ray was going to leave, and I don't know. But the reality is, it should have happened a long time ago. This was obvious like a year and a half or more ago that one of the most important things to help ASU get back on a better track would have been Ray Anderson leaving. And at this point, I don't know. I mean, the only thing that probably could affect Crow is enough people who want to give money or have given money to the program saying they're not doing it without him leaving. And honestly, I have heard from more boosters than ever covering ASU about any AD that they want to see this one no longer be in charge.
I've heard the same things.
Yep. Chris, great stuff as always.
Thank
Thanks so much for the info. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.